Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
What read didn't I do, Herbie?
Upwork.
Oh, we love Upwork. They get devs, right? Devs and ULs. And if you need someone to do work for you and it's in a short period of time and you don't want to necessarily go out and hire someone, Upwork can make it work for you. Upwork. Check them out on the internet. Is that sufficient?
That'll play.
Devs.
Devs, developers, yeah. Right? I guess.
I assume so.
Danny and I had a conversation about that read a while ago.
Yeah.
I believe it's what the kids are calling it.
Is that right?
Are they?
It's what the kids are saying.
Okay. Mm.
They say,
all right.
Devs.
I'll have to find a kid and ask him.
McNeil and Parkins are here. They are taking you the way this afternoon.
Yes, we will show you the way.
Show us the way.
To the sweet nectar of the end zone in Kansas City, as Mitch Holtis likes to say, the Chiefs play-by-play man. What a championship they earned, man.
It was awesome.
Fantastic postseason.
I thoroughly enjoyed every bit of last night.
Yeah,
that was great.
It was really fun, and it was a perfect punctuation mark on what I thought was a pretty damn clean NFL season and a great playoffs. And the teams the Chiefs beat to get there and to rally from double-digit deficits three times, that's truly remarkable. It's great. And I thought the 49ers played very, very well. I was entertained start to finish. It was a terrific Super Bowl. I was afraid it wasn't going to be the way we built it up.
Yeah, well, I was also afraid that the Niners were going to just keep running all over the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes wasn't going to have enough time to work his magic. I mean, he had the one to Sammy Watkins early in the game for 27, 28 yards, whatever it was. And then the pass rush was so strong for their defensive line, especially Bosa against Eric Fisher.
Even when they didn't get there, they knocked him off his launch point.
Well, yeah, and so much of what the Chiefs' offense is big plays and, stretching the defense vertically. It didn't take until the third and 15, 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, down 10, connect with Tyreek Hill on a ball that I don't believe Jimmy Garoppolo can make that throw. Like I know it wasn't a perfect throw from Mahomes.
Little floaty.
He's getting hit by Bosa. It's off his back foot, but most quarterbacks don't have the arm strength. That ball went 55 yards in the air.
I mean, that's why you have Taysom Hill come in and throw a deep ball, because even Drew Brees at this point can't make throws like that anymore.
But it's just, I fundamentally believe it. Like the rules are just set up in so much to favor the offense. Like throw the ball downfield, good things happen. You saw it with the Tyreek Hill play. A couple plays later, you get Travis Kelce with the pass interference. Then you're down on the 1 yard line. You're in four plays after the completion to Tyreek Hill, and then it was like a switch was flipped. Game on.
When Kelce scores a touchdown, I think everyone was like, "Oh, this is the part where Patrick Mahomes goes crazy and they win." Got it.
Well, and, it comes down to quarterback play, right? Jimmy Garoppolo on second and five. He gets the pass batted down by Chris Jones.
Great play by Chris Jones, who followed it up with a great third and five play.
Yeah.
Putting him under pressure.
But he's got to make that throw. That was a Trubisky overthrow.
There were a few Trubisky-like throws yesterday. You find yourself looking at some of these things and you're reminded of what drove you crazy between September and the end of December with the Bears.
I think every NFL fan base thinks about their team when they're watching the Super Bowl on some level. But there were obviously direct connections with the Bears, not only just the Matt Nagy-Andy Reid thing and then the Mahomes-Trubisky thing, but also the, hey, if they're going to have to build the team with defense and a running game, we'll try to be like San Francisco, and then you could see some of the limitations that has as well.
Watching their offense click the way that it did, and I was talking with Big Ann about how I enjoyed San Francisco down four, 2:32 left. We're going to still run it.
Yeah.
Here's Mostert for 17 yards. We can get chunk plays on the ground with the way that we do it. But the limiting factor is
your quarterback at the end of all of it, at the end of all of it, with your great defense and your pass rush that bothered the best quarterback in the league. He bothered him for three quarters of that game, that at the end of it, your quarterback needed to make a play and he couldn't. And that's what, if it's so frustrating, because you can do everything right and you can get up to that point and it's like, okay, Jimmy, here's your opportunity to be a legend. Now, I still believe they score that touchdown. Mahomes comes right back down and makes some sort of crazy play. And they still win the Super Bowl. But if you're San Francisco, you need Jimmy to make that throw. I do wonder if he was concussed, because there was the play where he got hit earlier, where he's, you know, grabbing onto his face mask, and I'm surprised the spotter didn't find him at the Super Bowl, so the spotter's not going to find stuff.
There was
like
a
that.
Hit out of bounds on Garoppolo, too, that wasn't called, that I thought was, man, about as
Echo
questionable as you can get it, where I thought he was on the chalk, and Shanahan went crazy on that one, and I don't blame him for that. But you talk about the chunk plays that San Francisco can get running the ball. That's why I didn't have a quarrel with them being a little bit conservative at the end of the second quarter. I had no problem with that. You get a couple of 15. They rip off those 15, 16-yard runs pretty consistently. And he did wind up taking a shot eventually. It's just you had the push-off on
Kelsey.
But you needed
the time. Like that's – I like the idea. Like, the whole idea is you get to double dip. Like, if you're going to get the ball and start things in the second half.
Yeah, the turnover fear factor for me is high, though. If I had Mahomes, I might feel differently.
Well, if you have Mahomes, I hope you feel differently. With all three timeouts, you have to call it if you have Mahomes. I think part of it was the Garoppolo fear factor. And let's be honest, I mean, the Chiefs almost downed that ball at the 1 yard line. So if they punt,
I thought we were in get them up territory there for a second.
Right. So if you call a timeout and then there's a minute 35 left in the half and the defense has two timeouts and you've got the ball at your own 1 yard or the defense has three timeouts because you called the timeout and you've got the ball at your own 1 yard line and you go run, punt, and then Mahomes gets the ball back at the 45 yard line with 50 seconds left, then you're not feeling so good about calling the timeout. So I didn't think it was as egregious as Twitter made it out to be.
No, it definitely wasn't. It's a difference of opinion that can be argued on either way of it.
What I didn't like was his explanation, which was, I felt really good at 10-10.
Yeah.
You should always want more points,
especially against those guys.
Right. Field goals aren't good here.
It doesn't help you, because at some point the light's going to click on and then you're dead. Like, it's just the way that it works with the way that he quarterbacks. It's so fun to watch.
It's the best start to an NFL career for a quarterback ever.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's definitively true?
Yeah, by 3 years, over Favre, in terms of the league MVP, a Super Bowl championship, and a Super Bowl MVP, all right around 24 years and I think 138 days.
And
Favre
was
27 years in change.
So. Right, and his MVP year is
legendary.
Is an MVP plus year, right? Yep. It's one of the three greatest statistical seasons a quarterback has ever turned in.
Yeah, he's good. I'm not sure he was the right choice for most valuable player.
I would have gone with Williams.
Williams or Breshad Breeland? Is that his name? He's a Clemson kid.
Breshad Breeland.
He led him in tackles. He had a pass defended. He also had the interception. It was thrown right to him, but he caught the damn ball. He had a good game. But
I thought Chris Jones, even though he didn't really show up in the stat sheet very often, I thought he was the most disruptive player on their defense. But Mahomes, after they were down 10 in the fourth quarter, he personally accounted for 141 yards of offense and two scores.
I know.
They had 21 points in the fourth quarter, a Super Bowl record. I don't know you can quibble with that guy winning MVP when he has that fourth quarter.
You're right. It wasn't an easy call, but they don't do co-MVPs very often. Co-MVPs would have worked for me.
I think
they've only done that once.
Whatever gets him to Disney World, I'm fine.
He's there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's there right now taking pictures of the Chewbacca.
And Disney gave $1 million to his foundation for that. And I think that's great too. So I thought it was as Super Bowl viewing experiences go, I really enjoyed it. Like, from start to finish, everything. There's not anything that I walk away going, I didn't like that. pretty much everything was on point.
Yeah,
the
halftime show cooked. Everybody seemed to really like the halftime show.
Two thumbs up for Shakira and J-Lo.
That's not a thumb.
That was strong.
Not a piña colada.
That was strong. I will say sideline reporting could have been better.
Oh, if I'm going
to quibble with the broadcast, I thought that they did not capture the gravity, especially post-game. that Chris Myers interview with Andy Reid, man, that is a historic, epic spot. And he couldn't elicit emotion.
He didn't ask a question, and Mahomes kind of calls him on it.
Yeah.
Is there a question in there?
It was just
right.
Andy Reid's a tough interview. He is a tough interview. And
he shouldn't have been in that moment.
That's what I'm saying.
In that moment, he's the easiest interview that you're ever going to have.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was disappointed with the...
How's it feel after all these years? Your thoughts, sir.
I was trying to figure out, like, from a... inside baseball, now that we're talking about it, what he was being told in his ear. Because it felt rushed. It felt like one question and get out of there. You know, get a react and get out of there.
I'm certainly going into that.
And I'm going, no. This is the guy.
Yeah.
He's worked his whole career.
And right.
Now it's validated, even though most people understood that he was a Hall of Fame coach regardless. It's now validated. Get in there.
Also,
yeah, it's made awkward too because Mahomes kind of provided the middle of it. He kind of gets between them, and that made it awkward from a physical distance standpoint. You kind of got to interview both of them.
But that's okay. The Super Bowl MVP is here.
Yeah.
I can have some fun with that too.
Yeah.
Well, right. Because Reid, as soon as he was asked about him later on, actually made news. Not that I told you about this. I was like, Andy Reid ain't retiring. He's the football coach for life. But he said post game when asked about it, he's like, I can't wait to get back to work, and I'm going to be here a long time as long as 15 is here because he makes my job easy.
15's about to get a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, if they coach together, coach and quarterback for the next 10 years, Andy Reid's going to retire as the third winningest coach in NFL history with a couple of Super Bowls. Like, he'll go down as the offensive Bill Belichick if he coaches for another 10 years and he gets Mahomes.
I don't see him coaching for another 10. I think it's probably fair to go another 5. But another 5
yeah,
with
see
that
how you
guy.
Feel at 66. You know,
yeah, we'll see.
If
of
you
course.
Win a couple more, maybe that'd be good.
But he's not ready to give it up. By the way, you're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. But it was a great thing. I will say, we'll get into it, but the commercials, I think the internet's ruined it for me. It doesn't feel big or significant anymore. At all, because if I miss one, the internet has it, and so many of them can't come out before the Super Bowl that, like, that's a thing that 10 years ago and past was massive with the Super Bowl. Now,
there was also a lot of sharing of the, because it's $5.6 million per minute commercial or whatever it was. So there was a lot of sharing of space. And it was like, oh, okay, so then we're doing this, and you're going to walk in on that commercial, and then that whole thing. The Brady thing I thought was good. I mean, you talk about that's something that creates is a viral moment where on Friday, everyone on Radio Row was like, what's going on Thursday? What's going on with Brady? And then Brady's like, oh, it's just a Hulu commercial. I kept thinking, how much did they pay him? Because they've had a lot of guys do the Hulu commercial, but to get Tom Brady and then to get Tom Brady to go, well, let me offer you an opportunity to have everyone on pins and needles.
A few million bucks, probably.
I was thinking $2 million at the lowest.
Because you get one social media post and one 60-second commercial, $2 million.
What do you think, Max?
It's probably in the ballpark.
It's a great gig.
Yeah.
Doesn't need it, but that's a great gig.
And I was like, oh, of course, it's Hulu. Great. They're spending a lot of cash, and they had to.
Yeah.
It's a good down payment in Nashville.
Maybe that's where you can get your Cubs games this year.
Yeah, possible.
They have live sports. Let's see if they get Cubs baseball.
That's certainly possible. How close are we to this now? So we're
20 days away. 22?
19 days. Yeah, 19 days away from the launch of Marquee.
It's crazy. The Cubs packed up today. I saw a video of that. And now we can start thinking about Glendale and Mesa.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are, especially if you're a White Sox bent.
But I'm not done with the football season yet. So that was the great thing about being down there.
Big XFL guy.
No, I'm not. that football I am done with.
Okay.
But with the NFL, like being down there, kind of re-sparked some stuff in me. Like so I'm excited about some of the shows that we're gonna do over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's football's 365, right? The March is free agency. April's the draft.
Right.
February's the Super Bowl and the combine.
I still have to do a more academic viewing of the Senior Bowl as well. I've only watched on a cursory level, and I found a guy, but I want to watch it again.
I mean, at some point, I want to have a conversation about Trey Roberson, the new Bears cornerback. Chicago guy, played at Illinois State. The most sought-after CFL free agent.
Yeah.
Fifth-year option discussion on Mitch Trubisky.
Don't do that, Dan.
Okay, sorry. That's one step too far. Okay, Trey Roberson, enthralling. Fifth-year option. I get
let's
it.
Let's not do that.
No, you're right. You're right. I was wrong. You're right.
Because I mean, geez. Because, come on. Yeah. Come on, man. Why you want to harsh my mellow, man?
My bad, man. My bad. I apologize. Anyone else jealous that Chiefs fans get to watch Pat Mahomes for the next 15 years?
Don't do that either.
Okay.
Because we did that, and then people got mad at us for doing it. And now they're like, man, I wish the Bears had one of those. And then you have to go back
things,
and say.
Yeah, there were a lot of things to lust after yesterday, not just the quarterback.
How about either of the tight ends for the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah.
But how about
100 picks after
tackles
Adam Shaheen?
Drafted in the first round that play good football, pass rushers that make a difference on both sides, disruptive.
All of that is
a
true.
A run game.
Yeah.
On a both fullback. Sides.
All valid. But think about a fan base that hasn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years and the cynicism that would bake into a fan base, right? Just think about cynicism among Bears fans and the fact that I obviously interact with a lot of them in my personal life and online, living there for 6 years, my mom's family from KC. Literally thousands of Kansas City-based Twitter accounts when they're down 10 saying, this is right where we want them. That's Pat Mahomes. Like, that's the power of the quarterback. That's not the power of a running game. It's not the power of a pass rush. That's the power of we have a quarterback that's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he already has the second most double-digit comebacks in NFL playoff history, and he's been to the playoffs twice.
I don't think Troy Aikman's ever heard that line, by the way, got him right where we want him, because Joe Buck offered it late in the game, and Troy kind of pushed back against him. Well, I don't think that's really where they
He's like, what a turn of phrase.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
Troy, have you never heard this? Come on.
He was doing other stuff.
Yeah. Well, he was good yesterday. I liked him yesterday.
Good broadcast.
Yeah, it was pretty clean. Clean day. And we won. We prospered.
Oh, did we win.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Did we win.
And another thing that you see yesterday that you don't see, how about safety separating the ball from the ball carrier? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Ward on Mahomes just inside the 5-yard line.
He took the worst of that, though.
Yeah, he did, but that's bringing it.
Pat's a big boy.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, oh, he's a big boy.
He tackles hard. 32 in Chiefs. He gets there and he gets your ass on the ground now.
That's another guy that I'm happy for him, because I remember when he was coming out of LSU and how he just got downgraded
for smoking pot,
for smoking weed. I was trying to explain. My brother doesn't watch sports, and I was explaining it to him.
Still,
and I was like, for smoking weed.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, there's the rule. And he was a habitual line stepper. I think he failed like 4 drug tests at LSU.
For smoking.
Trust me, man. Listen, I wave the 420 flag proudly.
He would be on the medal stand of guys who slipped for that, probably, along with Warren Sapp slipped a little bit, and so did Dan Marino.
I mean, so did Randy Moss.
Yeah, Randy Moss also. Yeah, those guys can't play.
Yeah.
They're not very good.
Totally ludicrous. We got Boomer Esiason at 3, maybe another surprise or two along the way. Tanny has some just glorious audio that we have to share over the course of 4 hours. And we get his perspective on Rick Camp going to his neighbor's house 1 block down the road.
Hysterical.
Yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. Lawrence, have a good day.
See you, Lawrence.
Thank you. I'm just happy that Campy didn't do that at my house, because that could have gone real bad.
Here, oh boy. You don't think he would have fit in 1 block west of where you stay?
That face. Who wouldn't love that face?
That's true. He is friendly.
Yeah.
In fairness, I'm not sure he's stuck out like a sore thumb where Tanny lives also. He sticks out everywhere. He's Rick Camp.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.